Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The days of $100 barrel oil are behind us for now. Oil is looking for a bottom, and suddenly this week, $60 a barrel did not look very secure. But back in 2006, $60 barrel oil was scary enough for President George W. Bush to make this statement.
Keeping America competitive requires affordable energy. And here we have a serious problem. America is addicted to oil, which is often imported from unstable parts of the world.
Well, how does that addiction look today, especially since other oil producers, including the United States, have an even more slavish addiction to oil at $100 a barrel prices? Oil production has never been higher. It's the addiction to oil cash that may be more of the problem for some producers in what is looking like a big game of global energy chicken. Dr. Michael Weber is Deputy Director of the Energy Institute at the University of Texas at Austin. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
What do you think is going on here? Is this a blip, or is something really fundamentally changing for oil producers and for the consuming economy that drives the demand?
It's hard to know whether this is a short-term phenomenon or the new paradigm, but it looks like you've got some big oil giants duking it out for market share. It's Saudi Arabia, Russia, Iran, Venezuela, ExxonMobil, all the domestic producers. All the big guys want to keep their market share, and one way to do that is to lower price.
And one interesting development is that the U.S. is right in there.
Yeah, so this is part of the good news story in many respects is that the U.S. is now one of those major world competitors. We always have been a major producer, but now we're right there at the top again. And so that means some of that market share competition is really against us.
Where is the oil coming from that the U.S. is managing to pull out of the ground?
We've got a lot of it in shale formations. A lot of it's in Texas and also North Dakota. And then we're also getting natural gas out of the ground in places like Pennsylvania. So these are some traditional states. Texas has been an oil producer for many decades, but North Dakota was not a major producer a decade ago, and now it's number two, right behind Texas. So there's some new locations and some traditional locations.
Does this plummet in the price of oil speak about the overall industrial demand in the world, or is it possible that oil producers are trying to squeeze somebody here, and there are any number of suspects?
I think fundamentally it's what you first mentioned, that it's supply and demand, that the demand around the world for oil is a little softer than before just because of recession or alternatives, and the supply is higher. So if you have high supply and lower demand, the prices will drop. So I think that's fundamentally what's going on right now.
But can a pain experiencing Vladimir Putin or an upset Iran move the price back up again? And can these prolonged lower prices do anything to cause Russia and Iran to change their policies in ways that some of the other oil producers might like?
Yes and yes. So producers can cut supply for a while to create a shortage that will drive prices back up. And that's a typical market response. If prices drop too much, then people who don't make money will cut off their supply or cut off their production. The supply and demand will come back into balance. Prices will go back up. So Russia or Iran or some country like that, including Saudi Arabia, could cut supply for a while, but they're not. And there are a couple of reasons why they're not. One is they need the money. Only Saudi Arabia can really withstand a price drop or a supply cut for a while, but they don't seem interested in doing either right now. So the producers could cut supply, drive prices back up. So that's one of their options, but they're not eager to do it, it looks like, right now.
At $60 a barrel or even $50 a barrel, does this begin to hurt U.S. companies? Does it begin to settle down the boom in North Dakota? What is it that $50 oil can buy that shuts down things that $100 oil opens up?
Yeah, at $100 oil, a lot of our shale plays are very profitable and productive, and so it's easy to raise the money you need to drill and get the oil and gas out of the ground. But when the prices are $50, $60, it's harder. The marginal plays are not as productive or profitable, so you'll start to see production shutting in. I don't know if the production's really shut in yet, but the drilling has slowed down, so there's already consequences in these shale plays in the Bakken and the Permian Basin. So at the really high prices, even the bad stuff's profitable. At the lower prices, you've got to be a little more disciplined. So we'll see some reining in of drilling in the United States. That's already happened. That is bad for the producers who make more money from the higher price and the higher production, but it's actually pretty good for U.S. consumers. So this is a winners-losers thing, where there are some winners in the United States from the cheaper energy and some losers.
Dr. Michael Weber is Deputy Director of the Energy Institute at the University of Texas at Austin. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.